To kick off a busy week of baseball with three doubleheaders in 5 days, the Hastings Raiders baseball team started that week on Monday with a doubleheader sweep on the road. The Raiders went up to North St. Paul winning 2 games, beating one of the best pitchers in the conference 2-0 in Game 1, before the Bats came alive in Game 2 with a 12-4 doubleheader sweeping victory. A very happy head coach Taylor Pagel of the Raiders joined KDWA Sports between doubleheaders on Tuesday, and he notes that was a fantastic way to start a 3-doubleheader week.
Yeah, can't ask for anything different, especially going out Game 1. I just told Simon, hey, bud, you're going to be going up against one of the best pitchers in our conference, and you're going to take it to him. And he did. He out-dueled him. We out-hit him. We told our hitters, get up there, be on time, because he was pumping it pretty hard. I mean, they just took great approaches to their at-bats. They were on time. They put the ball in play. They made him bunch of pitches. They end up having to take them out at the end of the game. And yeah, I really can't ask for anything better. They took advantage of some mistakes that they made, took bases when we needed them. And that's a big thing that we've been working on is our freebie war. And we want them taking bases whenever possible and not giving up those free bases. And I'm going to be blunt here. We absolutely destroyed them in both games with those free bases. And it showed in the end. That's how you get W's.
Though coming into the 2021 season, we knew that North St. Paul's Sam Kennedy would be one of the best pitchers in the Metro East Conference. But we also know that Raiders senior Simon Hedin had something to say about that on Monday night in Game 1, throwing a complete game shutout with only 3 hits, no runs, no walks among 6 strikeouts. Talk about efficiency when the Raiders needed it most in the midst of a 6-game week.
Competitive and grit is the best words to explain him. He wants the ball in his hands at all times. Going into the 7th inning, we had 8 pitches left on our pitch count, and we were going to just start the inning fresh with a different guy. And he said, Coach, give me the ball. I want the ball in my hands. I said, hey, we got 8 pitches. I hate making a change at the end of a game. Be efficient. Get out there and get those outs and do it. And he said, thank you. I want that opportunity. And he went out there and he did it in less than 8 pitches in an inning. And that is awesome, knowing that that's all he had. That's our guy. That's who we want on the mound. And that doesn't take anything away from Jerry, because, you know, he's right there with them. They both are 1-2 punch and they're awesome.
When hits were at a premium in Game 1, the top and bottom of the order stepped up. Jackson Schaefer had a 2-hit game and also stole a big base in the 5th. Then you look at 9-hitter sophomore Eddie Piney. He had a hit, a walk, reached on an error, scored a run, and stole a base. That kind of production will be huge throughout the rest of the season for the Blue and Gold.
It's really been a tough scenario as a coach to say, hey, I'm going to take one of our guys who's had some success lately, and I'm going to keep him at the bottom of the order. I'm going to keep him at 9. We got Jackson Schaefer at the top for the opposite scenario, that we want to get him as many at-bats as possible. Where we got Eddie Piney down there, and we're keeping him at that 9th spot right now because he's getting on base and he's starting everybody off again at that bottom of that order. Now, does he lose an at-bat? Probably, compared to, you know, our top guys. It equates out to about an at-bat a game, but those few at-bats that he's getting are just key, huge role at-bats, and he's been taking advantage of that. And to have that second leadoff guy down there, you know, hitting doubles especially, seeing more fastballs, keeping that success and that confidence, it's been huge for us. And we're hoping that continues to roll throughout the entire season. And why make a change when we're getting W's? We're going to keep it all the same.
There was just something about Game 2 where after the first inning, you knew the Raiders were going to win the game. North St. Paul scored 1 right away in the top of the 1st, but the Raiders came back with 2 doubles and a single amongst 3 runs in the 1st inning to take a 3-1 lead right back in the bottom of the 1st. That kind of answer from the Raiders was deflating on the red and white side, as the Polars couldn't get it going until it was too late in a 12-4 Game 2 Raider win. Coach Pagel on how the start affected the finish.
Yeah, we came out, we gave them a run right away, and you can lay down as a team and just be done and be beaten mentally right away. And instead, we came out and hit 3 of the hardest baseballs we've hit all season, and it is awesome. Talk about an absolute spark to an entire game. Even though they're down 1-0, you come out and you hit 3 baseballs that hard, you're going to win that baseball game as long as you keep your foot on the gas pedal. And they did the entire game. Boy, taking bases, running the base paths, unbelievably confident and aggressive. It just takes all of the wind out of their sails. And the other team, they were defeated. We had them not throwing baseballs when they should throw baseballs to throw guys out. And we did get thrown out a couple times just because we kept the aggressive on. And it was so funny. I got to bring this up right now. My guy, Jake Sandquist, I love him to death. He kind of hesitated on his way after hitting a double. He hesitated on his way to third and then ended up getting thrown out at third. He kind of sits up and he's on his knees and he's like, oh, I am so sorry, coach. And I just looked at him with the biggest smile on my face and I said, don't ever apologize to me for being aggressive and trying to get that base. I will never, ever be mad at you as long as you're working hard. And he kind of smiled at me and he said, I know, but I should have been safe. And it's one of those things where, you know, he takes it to heart and he's going to learn from it and he's going to be better for the next time. And you can't get mad at them for that. This is why I love these guys. They love the game of baseball. They're going to go out. They're going to work hard. They're going to give you anything and everything that they got. And if they make a mistake, they're going to make a mental note about it, and they're going to try to make it better for the next time.
After watching fellow senior pitcher Simon Hedin throw a three-hit shutout in Game 1, Jerry Schumacher came out and threw just as good of a game in Game 2, striking out 12 Polars in the win. Coach Pagel on the other half of the Raider 1-2 punch that helped save some pitching for the rest of the week in two more doubleheaders coming up.
You look at the major leagues, you look at college baseball, the guys that are striking guys out the way he does, they do give up home runs because they're not afraid to go right after guys. And that's the guy we want on the mound. We want the guy who's competitive, looking to go out and say, I'm going to shove this baseball down your throat. I don't care if you hit it a mile once. You're not going to hit a mile again off me. That's our guy. He's striking guys out because he's willing to go inside. He's willing to go outside. He's willing to change speeds. He will go up, you know, in the zone. He will go down the zone, and that's him. And he wants the baseball as well, just like Simon, and take that baseball and run with it.
That was head coach Taylor Pagel of the Hastings Raiders baseball team, who now jumps over 500 for the first time this season at 4-3 through seven games. The next games for the Raiders will take place on Wednesday right here on KDWA when Hastings travels to West St. Paul to take on Henry Sibley. The Warriors fell to Matamidi 4-0 on the road at Matamidi on Monday, as the Warriors will come in to Wednesday's game at 3-5 overall. There is also a time change for the doubleheader, as it will be played at 3:30 for Game 1 and Game 2 shortly thereafter. Tune in on KDWA.